Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, July 29th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of environmental and energy news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Copper prices crossed $10,000 per ton in Q2. Is copper entering a new supercycle? Copper prices have surpassed $10,000 per ton in Q2, driven by global clean energy initiatives and supply chain constraints. With no viable substitutes, investors see an opportunity in copper's economic significance. As a key component in clean energy technologies, copper's demand is rising, making its price a gauge of the global economy. Recent market trends suggest copper may be entering a supercycle, driven by increased demand from electric vehicles and power sectors. Long lead times for copper production could lead to price appreciation if supply falls short. Investors can gain exposure through Sprott Copper Miners ETF, NASDAQ HOPE, and Sprott Junior Copper Miners ETF, COPJ. Sprott also launched the world's first physical copper investment vehicle, the Sprott Physical Copper Trust, TSXCOPUN, offering long-term investment potential in the copper market.
LEFT Power cements position in North America's expanding lithium market with strategic Canadian projects. LEFT Power Limited is strategically positioning itself in North America's expanding lithium market by focusing on lithium pegmatite projects in Canada. With the surge in demand for lithium due to the EV industry's growth and clean energy transition, LEFT's diverse project portfolio and forward-thinking initiatives highlight its potential in the market. The U.S. and Canada are expected to see substantial growth in the lithium sector, driven by increasing imports and the construction of lithium-ion battery factories. LEFT Power's flagship Yellowknife lithium project in the Northwest Territories and exploration projects in Quebec show promising results, positioning the company as a key player in the lithium market's future. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.